From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. More Idaho Matters right now. Over the next few days, the road to one of Idaho's smallest towns will be busy as people make their way to the annual Yellow Pine Harmonica Festival. This event, which actually kicks off today, is really important for this tight-knit community. So joining us now to talk about this are the longtime supporters of the festival, Brent Palmateer, Jason Stevens, and TJ Rogers. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Gemma.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
We are so excited to have you guys. And can you start out by telling us a little bit about Yellow Pine, but how the festival itself got started?
Well, it started in 1989 when the Governor Andrus decided that he wanted to put a challenge out to the towns of Idaho to come up with something that basically celebrated the tradition of Idaho itself. And so it incepted back then, and it's been going strong ever since. And it came in the form of a harmonica contest. And then has since evolved into this really bustling music festival that has all different types of genres, pop, rock and roll, bluegrass, blues, and all kinds of activities.
How long have each of you been taking part in the festival?
Boy, that's math right there. Let's see. This is TJ. I think I've been involved with it for probably a good 9 or 10 years.
Okay.
And we're actually sitting in the kitchen of TJ's parents' house. His dad's the fire chief here in Yellow Pine. And it's actually catty-cornered to the corner pub right across the street where there's going to be live music and barbecued food tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of love that you're literally sitting across from the pub where so much is going on. So what do you think makes this festival so special? Because as you said, it's been taking place for more than 30 years, and that's a really long time to keep any event going, but especially in a place as small as Yellow Pine.
You know, it is small, but the draw that this place has is mighty, considering all things. The event itself has really evolved over the years to include activities for everyone. It's free to attend. It's free to camp. All through the festival, we have free demonstrations at the community hall. We've got some great fundraising events within the event that people enjoy. We have the harmonica run, the great harmonica run, 5K harmonica run. We have the harmonica workshops and the songwriting workshop. We have a brisket dinner and a pulled pork dinner to support the fire department. So there's really a lot going on. Art and craft vendors. You can go down to the Devil's Bathtub and fish, take a soak. A lot of great hiking trails. Really a lot of options for anybody. And the backdrop is serene here in the middle of Boise National Forest. It's a long drive, but it's worth it.
So I'm curious, what is the population of Yellow Pine?
It has a standing population of around 50 that balloons up to 130 residents in the nicer months. And this weekend, we're expecting upwards of 4,000 people to join us.
Wow. Okay. So that is pretty phenomenal. So with that said, when you go from a town of 50 to about 100 people to 4,000 people in one weekend, what kind of economic impact does this festival have on the town?
It's significant. I've actually been talking with some of the business owners here and stuff, and it ranges somewhere between 80 to 90% of their annual income comes from this one event. Some of the restaurants here, they get a little bit of trickle on the weekends through the summer because of ATV travel and UTVs and stuff like that. But the festival is a huge part of their income.
And it's the number one fundraiser for the village of Yellow Pine itself. So toward road infrastructure, snow removal, and Yellow Pine wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the generosity of the guests that come up every year for the festival.
That's correct.
And Gemma, one more thing, just that you were kind of asking, what made it so special. I mean, a series of the things that are available as far as the workshops and different activities that are going on, like the harmonica run for athletes that want to come up and try their lot at 3,800 feet higher than Boise area. but also it's just the connection of family and friends. Community. We have developed these friendships. I would not know TJ Rogers right now if it wasn't for Yellow Pine, Idaho, and I would not know Jason. And so it becomes a larger and larger family reunion every year. And this is like a Treefort Music Festival like they have down in the valley, up in the mountains. So you got two outdoor stages, you got music in the corner bar, you got music in the tavern, you got people dancing out in the street, everybody's getting along. And so it's just that bonding experience. The other question that comes up from a lot of people is like, well, where do I camp? Well, they can camp pretty much wherever they want. There's a large area in the woods down there. They can bring the travel trailer. They can dry camp. They can pitch the tent. They can sleep in the back of their vehicles. It's very safe. And there's music everywhere in the woods. People are jamming, playing their guitars, playing harmonicas. So it's all about the bonding experience. So if people can just stop for a moment and think about this as the bubble gum at the grocery store counter and they're at checkout, they need to load their car and drive up here.
Okay, I love that analogy. Can we go back to the camping for a minute? Why is it so important that you make sure that it remains free when folks come up?
The truth is, it's difficult for it not to be free. There's a lot of additional infrastructure that we would have to put in place. But this is run by a core group of volunteers. All of the people who are running the festival, all of the artists are putting up their time for free. So in part, it's an homage to them. Yeah.
So I didn't realize that all of your entertainers that come to town give their time for free. That's pretty special that people would travel and do that and say, you know what, I want to share my talents with everyone. And does that kind of go back to just the spirit of this festival?
It really does. The community within the musicians and also just all the volunteers, everybody involved, is core.
And it's such a good time that people want to come back.
Yeah.
They want to play. They want to hang out. They want to experience Yellow Pine and the festival.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about some of the entertainment this year. Who can people expect to see when they head up for the weekend?
Oh, man. Well, let's talk about our headliners first. Thursday night, we have the Cat Brothers on Stage A at 10:45. Friday night, we have TJ and Almost Famous at 10 p.m. And wrapping up the headliners for the weekend on Saturday night is Unsupervised, also at 10 p.m. In addition to that, we've got a ton of both local and regional acts, as Brent had mentioned, across all the different genres of music. We've got Cooper LaVallee, Slackline, the Half Fast Hillbillies. We've got the David Henry Band.
Unfortunate Sons, I think, is playing too.
Unfortunate Sons is playing as well.
That's my band.
Okay, gotcha. Make sure you get that in there.
We've got to throw that out there. Now, Almost Famous, there's some fun stories behind this. TJ, if you could share those, if I might jump in on this. You got an American Idol contestant that made it quite far through one of the seasons. Can you share about Lou Evans?
Yeah, we have Lou Evans in our band. He was, I don't remember what season it is. I'm sorry, I'm not good at that stuff. But he was on American Idol. One of our other singers, Alan Turpin, also auditioned for American Idol. And then the joke is we're Almost Famous. Because of little things like that, all of us have little things that we've done that kind of make us famous in some way or another. But
Lou was in American Idol season 4, just FYI.
Season 4.
There we go. Yeah. And so just the stuff that they do. So we did that Heritage Social event where we did all the fundraising that we did a segment with you guys on the radio.
Yeah.
And TJ's band Almost Famous played that place. We packed the place, by the way. And thank you for your help as a radio station. The place was completely full and the dance floor was packed with everybody dancing to Lou Evans headlining, you know, being the lead singer for that band. Yeah. And they did Footloose and Separate Ways. And Here I Go Again on My Own and Wagon Wheel and all kinds of danceable tunes. And they are headlining tomorrow night. Everybody get in your car and get up here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the festival officially kicks off today. And when That's does correct. It wrap up?
So it goes, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Saturday night, that will be the end of the festival. And pretty much everybody packs up and goes home Sunday.
Yeah. And they can certainly have brunch before they leave. I mean, they don't have to race out of here.
Yes. We do provide breakfast each day at the community hall. It's $10. It'll be a cowboy breakfast on Friday morning, ham, eggs, potatoes, and a biscuit. Saturday's a pancake breakfast. And Sunday morning, grab-and-go burritos. Get a burrito, a piece of fruit, pack up your rig, and have a safe trip home.
Yeah. And there's all kinds of food trucks here. Tacos. There's all different types of foods available.
Elk
barbecue.
Burgers,
yes. Yeah. People can just literally show up with a sleeping bag, and they're covered.
Okay, so you just need a sleeping bag. You can eat and you can dance all weekend. I mean, this kind of sounds a little great way to wrap up the summer before everybody goes back to school. I want to thank you guys so much for taking time to talk with us. I know how busy you are with the festival starting today. So thank you to Brett Palmateer, Jason Stevens, and TJ Rogers. As we talk about the Yellow Pine Harmonica Festival, it kicks off today and it goes through Saturday night. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.